Yeah, you listen to Pastor William Rennick. I am a character that had been invented by Phil Henry. In other words, he do my voice. Now, I will tell you that I think he is very talented, but I've got to say that. All the voices on a Phil Henry show are done by Phil Henry. They ain't done by no Castor Axel. He ain't got no Billy West. He ain't got no whoever the hell. Say no damn Bob and Tom show. Phil Henry show. He doing all the voices. And I dream of the day that every man, black man and white man, Jew and Gentile, join hands in the words of that old Negro spiritual. Phil Henry's show is the bomb.
Okay, Pastor.
And another thing.
Shut up. That's great, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry's show here. And this is the open phone segment of our program. So I don't know what you want me to do, Mike. Just go straight to the calls. 1-800-449-8686. What was the problem, sir?
Yeah, I was telling the man who answers the phone on your show that I was over at Tower Records near...
Okay, are you the guy who called the ambulance for that man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened? Because somebody got hit.
Well, the guy didn't get hit.
He did not get hit? It was a motorcyclist that went down?
Yeah, I was over at Tower Records near Brand and Glendale on Saturday, and I was waiting in line to buy Journey tickets because they're going to be at the Greek, and some dude at approximately 9:45 a.m. on a motorcycle attempted to make a left turn at a stop sign, and he crashed. And the man flipped off of his bike, and the bike sort of flipped over on top of him, and it looked bad as he was rolling down the street. So,
what kind of bike was it?
What kind of bike? Yes, sir, I observed that it was either a Kawasaki or some other Japanese rice rocket, but I'm not sure.
Okay, are you you sound a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're doing fine. I just, you said it was a Kawasaki?
Yes, sir, or another Jap rice rocket, but I'm not...
Or another Japanese rice rocket?
Yes, sir.
All right, so then what?
A lot of people were running to help the man, and I happened to be standing next to a payphone, and I was going to go over to him, but I found out that I was next to a payphone.
Okay.
And I felt it would be better to call 911, so I did. I told the lady what was up and where to send an ambulance. Apparently, there was a doctor helping the guy along with a few other people. The paramedics got there pretty quick.
Are you reading this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just tell me in your own words there, and what is his name, Mike?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Just tell me in your own words what happened then.
Well, as I was telling the guy who answers the phone that, the paramedics came pretty quick. A doctor was helping this guy, some guy.
Where, was the doctor the paramedic, or?
No, he was standing in line for tickets, too.
Okay.
But the thing that I was telling the man who answers your phone is, when they were lifting the guy on the gurney up into the ambulance, the guy thanked the doctor that had been there and some young chick, I mean, you know, some lady that was helping out. But he did not thank me, even though I was the dude that was quick-witted enough to call him a ride and get him badly needed medical help.
Okay, so he didn't help you.
No, I mean, what I was saying to the other guy is that if I hadn't called 911, that dude would still be laying in the street probably by now, badly dehydrated from exposure.
Well, if he'd been laying there for 3 days, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But I'm the one that, you know, that called the ambulance.
And he didn't say thank you to you?
No, sir.
Well, what is it that you want? You know, because sometimes the best...
Well...
I mean, sometimes the best charity in the world is that which is anonymous. Just feel good that you helped this guy. Is that enough? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that would be cool, except that I'm a struggling musician right now, and I'm trying to book studio time. And, okay, you know, I'll say it. I mean, a reward would help, you know, my band.
Oh, so you're looking for money?
Well, I mean, I called 911. Nobody else did. And
okay, so you want this guy to...
I'm saying...
What is your band?
My band is Dark Horse and Friends.
And what do you play?
I'm the drummer.
Okay, the drummer.
And I'm also the creative inspiration for the band, and we are currently now working on a demo.
And you have a demo?
Yes, sir.
Does it have a name? I mean...
Well, it's called Judgment Sunrise Reprise, which is... we had another demo that we'd done, but we've run out of money for studio time. We're bringing... What we want to do is bring jazz rock back, which is what Journey is all about, so I want to go see them.
So you want to bring jazz rock back, huh? And you are a drummer, and your band is Dark Horse, and you want to get back in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Jeff. What you did was a great thing. What you did helped that man. He said he was thanking the doctor that helped him. He thanked the girl that helped lift him up. Were you anywhere near him?
I was helping to lift him up in the gurney.
Okay, so you were helping to lift him?
Well, I mean, the ambulance people were, but I was right there.
Tell you what, let me ask you something. Have you got your drum kit?
I'm sorry?
Do you have your drum kit there?
I got a drum pad.
Okay, will you do a little drum solo for me?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Have you got your sticks?
Yeah, we're here somewhere.
Do a drum solo and...
I mean, we're going to be playing at Mr. Pooh's in Hermosa Beach this Friday and Saturday. It would be very cool for people to come out and see us.
Well, do a little drum solo for us, okay?
All right.
Just put the phone down. Can you put it down near the pad?
Yeah, I'll put it here. A lot of what I do is...
Okay, back the phone off a little bit.
Right, a lot of what I do is jazz rock stylings. Okay, that's my thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Go ahead.
All right. I do a lot of jazz. I do a lot of jazz rock.
And this is Jeff, right?
Yeah, my name's Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
One, two, three. You want me to do a solo?
Do it just a drum solo.
Okay. That's kind of,
Now that's jazz?
That's kind of a jazz solo, right. And what we're doing with our band, Dark Horse and Friends, is we are bringing jazz rock back, which has not had been heard since Journey's first couple of albums. And
where are you playing this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to be playing Mr. Pooh's in Hermosa Beach. The reason why we wanted to try, we're just trying to get a little focus for our band, and we would like to raise a banner that says... Because of what we did for that man, or what I did for that man, if we could raise a banner, maybe says Dark Horse this Friday, Saturday night.
Now, I've got you. You sent a press release here. Dark Horse this Friday and Saturday night, featuring...
Featuring the hero of the motorcycle crash in Glendale last week. On drums, Jeff Dowder. And I don't know, this guy didn't thank me, but he hasn't sought me out to offer me no kind of cash or nothing. I saved the guy's life. I don't know, he sounds like he's being a little bit of a dick to me. And
okay, watch your language, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry, but...
So you think the guy's being unfair?
Well, I mean, I know people in your audience would agree. If you save a guy's life, he should pony up some cash, or if a guy from the L.A. Times is listening, maybe write a feature piece on me.
All right, well, what we know is that you were near Tower Records last Saturday, right?
Yeah, I was at Tower Records last Saturday. A guy's motorcycle turned down in front of me, and, I mean, he didn't say thank you because I called 911, and I knew, and I said, the guy is on a rice rocket. He's not going to make that turn. And
Okay, the rice rocket thing, what's that, a reference to the Japanese-made bike?
Yes, it is.
Okay, he's on a rice rocket. He won't make the turn.
It didn't look like it to me. Can I do one more thing?
Okay, we have to go to a break.
Let me do one more.
This is Jeff Dowder, the drummer with Dark Horse, right?
Dark Horse plus one.
Dark Horse plus one. Okay, go ahead.
One, two, three, four.
Are you, is that, were you,
Yeah.
You were playing the drum kit there?
I was playing my drum pad.
Okay, because I don't know a lot about jazz rhythm or anything.
Yeah, that is a very difficult kind of meter to understand, but that's what I do, and I'm just trying to make...
Okay, Jeff, you hold on for a minute. There's Jeff. He was near the Tower Records. He saw some guy lay his bike down, and he called 911, which was a very nice thing to do. And another person came to the aid of this downed guy, and a couple of people did. The guy on the bike apparently only thanked them. He didn't thank Jeff, and Jeff is, he says he rightfully deserves a reward, a financial reward, because he called 911. Well, sometimes in life, as I said, you know, the charity that you show is best shown anonymously, so we don't get our ego ahead of ourselves. But I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Good God, that bumper music was from an old Mars Bar commercial. That wasn't that one that goes, oh yeah. Was that it? That's crap. That's the first bumper you've done since the new batch that sucks. The rest are great, though, Craig. You're a fantastic man. I love you, man. 1-800-449-8686. There was just something about that voice that sounded, I don't know, ethnic, shall we say. Okay, I'm just kidding. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let me get back on here with Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you called 911 for a guy that laid his bike down out in Glendale, and you want a reward.
Well, I don't want to come off like I think that I'm entitled to a reward or nothing, but I'm saying, I mean, our band right now is on the verge of cutting a demo that we feel can be very much possibly one of the best things we've ever done. Judgment at Sunrise Reprise and It's Bitchin' Yet Again are two of our top tracks. And
now, I also notice you're the lead singer for your band.
Yeah.
So if you get some reward money, you guys can complete your demo.
We can complete the demo, and we do have definite interest right now for a record deal. So.
All right. Sounds good to me. Hold on. Patty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just wanted to say I've never called him before. I'm just driving along, and I heard this guy, and I think that it's really sad that he thinks he needs a reward, and I think that you guys have kept him on the air way too long. I mean,
if it hadn't been for me, this guy was in very bad shape. I was the only one with the presence of mind to call 911. Everybody else is running around not knowing what to do.
You know what? I think that you're absolutely right. I think that you did a wonderful thing, and I think that you're already getting recognized. You've plugged your band about 10 times on the air, actually more than that. You've played the drums on the air.
But the host of the show asked me to. The host of the show asked me to.
It's true. I did ask him to.
No, I mean, that's fine. You know, listen, I'm not saying that what you did doesn't need to go unrecognized. That's fine that you called. But I think that the fact that you, because you're a struggling band member, you think that you're, you know, special because you called 911. I mean, you know what? I call 911 all the time. I'm on the road. I have my cell phone.
You're not supposed to call 911 frivolously.
I don't call 911 previously. I call 911 when I see that somebody's in need. And I don't expect a reward every time that I do that. And you know what? I live in L.A. I've lived here all my life. And I'll tell you,
there are plenty of
band members, and there are plenty of struggling actors that would love recognition for all the stuff that they've done.
Hey,
have
you saved anybody's life? Do you have knowledge of that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
If you did, you'd probably call them. This dude was dead meat when he laid the rice rocket down.
Call it a Kawasaki or whatever it is, okay? Rice rocket.
Well, I mean, what his Japanese, you know, rice wa- I mean, his Kawasaki, okay? Check this out. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
It's Patty.
Check it out. 1, 2, 3. Baby, you're my angel. You're my one and only. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby, during my incarceration.
Okay, man, we don't want to hear it, all right?
Yeah.
Well,
we don't want to hear it.
Thank you, Patty.
Honestly,
I just wanted to call in.
Well,
to say,
I mean, okay, if you want to censor my First Amendment rights.
Dude, I don't have to listen to you sing, man. There's nowhere that's written you got to be allowed to sing on the radio. the lady's right. We've been telling your story here. You saved the guy's life. If the cat's listening to the show at all, maybe he'll call in and say, yeah, right, I'll give this guy some bread.
Well, I hope so. What do you
know what? Thank you. You know what? Let me tell you something.
Hey.
Thank you. On behalf of the man that you called 911 for,
yeah.
I say thank you. And I hope that that's enough
but
for you.
That's
I hope
not
that you don't need a $1,000 reward.
I would appreciate
that. I thank
you
on behalf of him.
I would appreciate a monetary reward only from the standpoint that he may be dead, not because of me.
You know what? I don't want to knock what you did. I think that what you did is excellent. I mean, I would hope it would pass by if I was on the floor in the middle of the road and call for me. But let me tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has a cell phone. And
check it out.
You know, maybe
are you an Aerosmith fan?
Him, but everybody, hey, anybody would have called for him.
This is like
what you did
yeah.
was not, was
you know,
not
Jeff,
something, you know, spectacular.
Well, are you an Aerosmith?
Jeff, it sounds like you're on my show doing songs to get money.
No, I'm asking Patty, are you an Aerosmith fan?
I'm sorry?
Are you an Aerosmith fan?
You know what? I don't think that that has any relevancy
well,
to what we're talking about
well,
right
now. Well, just check this out for 1 minute. 1, 2, 3. I'm back! I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back.
We don't want to hear it, man. Okay? Patty, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you.
No, I mean, you censor my...
I'm not censoring Jack, okay? I don't want to hear you do back in the saddle right now. Thank you very much.
Hey, Patty. Yo, Patty. Man, I was hoping some night I'd hear her go, I'm back in this.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Heath, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I was just wondering if any of you guys have seen that movie Joe Dirt. Because this guy sounds like this is what the story was after.
Joe Dirt?
This, yeah, you're a
That's that dude,
man.
David Spade.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. David Spade did a movie, and so what's that got to do with my life?
Sounds like it was written after you, dude.
Hey, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Why do you think
you deserve a reward for calling 911?
Because the dude would be dead now, man. The dude.
So how do you know someone already didn't call?
What? Well, okay. I mean, okay.
Call?
Well, okay. You got me on that one, but I turn.
Yeah.
As
so
soon
why do you think?
No, check
that,
it out.
And oh, dude, what's more important, your band or this guy's life?
Okay, check
no
this
one gives
out.
Don't get a rat's ass about your band.
Hey, man, my band is playing. We're doing a demo that there's
dude,
interest
I don't
in.
Don't care where they're playing. It's not like I'm going to go see them.
Check
I don't
this
know
out,
who would want to see them after the crap that you pulled off on this on the radio.
What
show.
Crap?
I've never called a radio show before, but
hey,
I'm
man.
So irritated when I heard you want money.
You know why,
for,
man? Because
saving somebody's life.
I have the balls to come on and say, I helped this guy.
Look at this dude made a good point. How do you know somebody else hadn't called 911?
Because as soon as that dude's bike went down, man, I was on the blower like lickety split, brother.
That's still not proof.
Oh, man. Well, who could have called sooner?
And he didn't thank me. Oh, you poor little baby.
Yeah, man. I mean, I deserve, if I saved your life, if you saved my life, wouldn't you expect me to give you a reward?
No, I wouldn't.
I would anyway give you a reward. Would you
would you turn
it down?
Yeah, sure.
Would you turn it
sure
down?
I could afford it.
Hey, dude. Oh, okay. But
yeah.
So you turn it down. You turn
the
it down.
The privilege of talking to you is reward enough. Thanks a lot.
Hey, man, here's one for you. This is for you, man, okay?
Oh, thank
one,
you.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm back!
Dude, this guy's a freak,
I'm back
man.
In the saddle again. I'm back.
You know, you're a better singer than a drum player.
What?
You're a better singer than a drum player.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, Heath.
Hey, yo, Heath.
Yeah.
Check this out, man.
Yeah, Joe.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every morning when I wake up.
This guy's got problems. You know that?
He can't play drums. It's the,
no kidding.
I think that's his
sure.
number one problem. If he gives up the drums, I think his life goes better. All
yeah,
right, thanks
right.
for calling.
Wait, what do you mean, Joe Dirt? Is this some David Spade shtick that he ripped off from me?
Probably. Okay, David Spade, made-up stoner dude. 1-800-449-8686, like every party you've ever been to. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I was just talking to this gentleman. Oh, did he hang up? Oh, he hung up. I had a guy on line five, Mike, who is the who claimed to be a drummer for Alan Jackson, the country singer. And they're on the road, and they're in the tour bus, and he was he and I were having a grand old time talking, and I lost him. Let me get Jeff on the line. Jeff, you there?
I'm right here. You talking to a guy that's a country drummer is a whole different trip. And
well, he's a professional drummer. He drums in concert halls night after night after night. And he was of the opinion that your drumming sucked.
Well, that's country music.
Can you get off the phone a little bit?
What?
Can you get off the phone?
Is that better?
Yeah.
That's country music, man. And that's the number one thing you need to remember about that is it does not have the intricacy of patterns of jazz rock.
He's a professional, dude.
Well, we're playing 2 days of Mr. Poo's. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Mr. Poo's.
I'm not saying that what we're doing is as good as being, like, playing at the Georgia Dome or something or wherever those dudes play. But I'm saying that I make my living, I don't make my living, but I hope to someday.
Well, he said if you were a drummer, then he was. He wasn't a drummer.
Okay, read it and weep.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Christine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Christine.
All I want to say to your guest is you're very pathetic. Okay?
Why? Because I want a reward for saving a guy's life?
You're getting exposure on national radio, okay, for your stupid little band. I'm not going to call your band stupid. For your band, I mean, you're plugging your band, and you want a reward for saving a man's life,
yeah,
so that you can finish your demo?
Yeah, I'd like to have the reward. I saved a man's life.
Do you know that his injuries were life-threatening?
But that's your civic duty.
He looked messed up.
If you see another citizen in need, you're supposed to help them out. Okay, so you're saying that that every single person out there that calls 911 for somebody else should get a reward?
Well, Christine, all I'm saying is, if I had reward money, I could finish up the demo. It's going to be so good. You got to check this out. We're doing a cover of Temptations' Ball of Confusion. If I could, Mr. Henry.
Oh, no. Look, you're playing the drum.
I just want to try this one. Listen to this.
Please don't.
1, 2, 3. Ball of Confusion. People up
you
in
know
there.
What? I personally, Mr. Henry.
I don't know the words.
I think he's been on air long enough. Because
yeah.
He's really trifling right
what?
Now.
What? No, we're doing Ball of Confusion.
Okay, good for you.
Oh, I don't get no love for that?
What love do you want?
Frankly, I really don't care about your band. All I wanted to tell you was you're being really pathetic.
You don't care about, how about this?
That's your personal business. I frankly don't care.
What?
I frankly don't care.
What?
You're just being very pathetic.
Okay, Christine, but the next time somebody saves your life and then they ask you for a little bit of money, remember that they saved your life and that they're asking you for just a little bit of money.
Okay, but the question
yeah,
I have
okay,
a question
man,
for you.
We'll
so
remember.
Who are you asking for the money?
Did
the
you
person
just hear whose that?
Life you saved?
What?
What did you say?
What?
I said who are you asking for the money? The person whose life you saved or
who?
Or
who?
Who do you want the money from?
I don't know what you who from who?
Who do you want the money from? The person whose life you saved?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the person whose life you saved. You're asking them to give you a reward?
When? What?
Never mind.
No. Who?
No.
No, what you just said, what?
I'm asking you, are you asking the people, of the person whose life you saved,
he
you want him to
no,
give
he,
you money?
He doesn't want money.
Well, look.
What are you talking about?
It's common courtesy. It's common courtesy. If you see someone in need on the street, you call 911.
Who?
You don't need a reward for that. You're getting reward enough already being on this this station.
But who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
What?
Don't you hear what she's saying?
What? She said...
She's saying the money that you're not going to get it.
I didn't get no money, man.
I know that.
I don't know. Either both of you people are high or, you know...
Speedy, I'm not high. You're
well,
the one,
you're not...
You have issues. You really do. I think
what?
You're getting enough reward by being on national TV and plugging your band every 2 seconds.
What are you talking about?
Okay. You're,
yeah,
you know
all
what?
Right. You know what? You're an idiot.
What?
You're an idiot.
I don't know what you mean.
You're an idiot.
What?
Are you ready for this guy? You, Jeff.
Yeah?
You are an idiot.
What?
Are you not comprehending what he's saying?
Well, who is he talking about?
You, man! You're a moron!
In what way?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I can't stay on the phone with this man any longer because I'm going to lose my mind.
What'd you say?
Excuse me?
What did you say?
What did I say? I can't stay on the phone with you any much longer. That is what I said.
About what?
I didn't stutter.
What were you saying it about?
Excuse me?
What?
Okay, that's it. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, wait a minute. You just...
I hung up on him.
All right.
I didn't mean to be rude, but I hung up on him.
Okay, thank you, for...
What?
I was just saying...
What?
Thank you for letting me say what I had to
thank
say
you.
To him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Will you get out of here?
What?
Just thank you. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
What?
We'll be right back. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm about to say something on this program that could very well get me fired and could very well cause me to lose my position as an entertainer on this network. But I think there comes a time when you have to, I don't know, I guess you just have to step outside of yourself, take a chance, roll the dice. Believe me, I don't want to lose my job. I've got a family. I have a wife. People who rely on me. But I have got to be honest with myself. I've got to be true to myself, and I have to be true to you, members of the audience. And because of that, I need to say something that is controversial, that has never, probably ever been said on the air before, that may very well get me in trouble with the FCC. It could very well get this station fined. But I don't care. Truth is truth. And sometimes a man has got to be a man. I can feel the butterflies in my stomach right now. All right, here goes. I'm going to say it. Let the chips fall where they may. I will ask my producer, Mike Schaefer, to step outside into the hallway. I'm sure that at some point our management will be coming around the corner to fire me. But I'm going to say it anyway. And here it is. I don't like watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay, there I said it. It's been nice knowing all of you. It's been nice. I do want to say at this time, I indemnify my producer and engineer from all blame and responsibility. It's been nice broadcasting to you, but I'm probably going to be fired just any minute now. But we do that on this show. We take a no-holds-barred, take off the kid gloves, and we go for the throat on this program. And I'm going to tell you something right now, and if you don't like it, that's too darn bad. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is played. And Regis Philbin, he disturbs me. He disturbs me very, very deeply. When he says, is that the final answer, I feel bad because he disturbs me so much with what he does. And watching a show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire really makes me feel wrong and bad because it's just so, oh. Mike, if you'll go out into the hallway now and wait for them to come around the corner and can me and simply say this to them as they come into the studio to fire me from this job, please let Phil at least work his shift out tonight. All right, it's been nice knowing all of you. I would like to thank Craig Taylor, who's been my engineer for these many years. I'd like to thank Mike Schaefer, my producer. I want to thank my wife, Maria, and all the kids. I'd like to thank the entire radio industry for allowing me to spend the last 27 years as a broadcaster. I'd like to thank, of course, all of my affiliates. I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of my life. I will be fired just as soon as this show is over with because I said that I don't like watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay, that's it. That's the end. It's been a great time. I guess we can take your phone calls right now and talk to me about how much you've enjoyed this program. We'll go to Robert. Hi, Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Phil. Man, are you stupid?
Well, maybe.
I mean, you come right out and say something like that. You've known a man that can let you do your show.
I know, but I had to say it.
You had the guts to say that about Philbin, man?
I did.
I appreciate your courage, man, but you're a dumbass.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You all come on and say that about Regis Philbin. You all deserve to get your ass fired. I tell you that clean, lickety-split. I never have ever liked you, and I'm glad you're going to get fired on account of you said that.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel, lady.
Well, I think you suck. And you a rotten man.
Well, I think that a man ought to... What, are you going to tell me I don't have the First Amendment rights?
You should watch your mouth on a national public radio television show like the one you are on. You're going straight to hell for Disson Regis and all his people.
Yeah, well, get out of here.
Why, you dirty, rotten stick.
Okay, let's go to another girl. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just listening to a radio broadcast on this frequency, and I thought I heard the host say he didn't like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Is this...
This is the show.
And who is the host?
It's me, ma'am.
You?
Yes.
And what is your name?
My name is Phil Hendry.
Well, I am driving down the road with my children. I have just picked them up from soccer. And to hear that kind of filth come out of your mouth, I think... What's the name of this radio station?
I'm not giving it to you.
I demand to know the name of this race. You come on and say that you don't...
Ah, shut up.
Why, I know...
1-800-449-8686. You can see what's happening to me. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, your career's over. You committed career suicide. And I will write a letter and to the CFC... And I'll also call this radio station at 9 o'clock in the morning promptly.
What did I do?
I don't know. I hear a lot of people complaining, but I...
You have no real clear...
No, I have no idea. I just thought I'd join in.
Thank you.
Whatever.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, produced by... I don't know. I don't have any real information on this show.
The man who's doing the talking is interrupting me right
yes.
now.
Yes, don't interrupt the man, okay?
The man doesn't yes. have a clue.
What?
The fact is,
right.
if he is
I want to be a black youth leader.
If he is concerned Jeez. about race relations, which is what it's all about, he will know that there are all kinds of leaders that have sprung up, and they function in various areas. You would leave. He wouldn't call Tiger Woods a person who is just leading blacks. Tiger Woods is a
no,
good golfer.
No, Tiger Woods is
and,
a leader
and,
in the white
he
community.
Wouldn't call, he yeah. wouldn't call Michael Tiger. Jordan a black leader. He is a basketball.
No,
leader.
Another leader in the
he
white community.
Call, you wouldn't call my brother, who is deceased. Who was the first black on the university?
He was a leader in the Mexican
team.
Community.
You wouldn't
would
call
you...
him a leader. He's
okay,
a
hey, Jim, I wanted to hear about your brother. He was a what?
Was
an
the first
RC, be
black,
quiet.
Black basketball and football player with the University of Cincinnati when the Big Ten.
He was the first black basketball.
Didn't
what?
Let blacks play in basketball.
The first what?
We have black basketball player at the University of Cincinnati
yes.
was that man's brother. okay?
That's right.
Can he be a leader in the white community?
Yes, he was a leader. He was a leader in basketball.
What community is that? Is that white or black?
The basketball, the University of Cincinnati, one of the large universities in the United States.
Right, exactly, and a tremendous tradition of basketball as well.
That's right, that's right.
So I guess that means he's a leader of the black community then.
Will you be quiet and let this man talk
who has been talking for the last 10 minutes?
I was responsible for the election of the first black mayor of Cincinnati.
Well, you ought to go to jail for that.
It wasn't to be a black mayor for black people, a black mayor for the citizens of Cincinnati. Now,
was he the first black mayor?
Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, just listen a while.
Yes, let the man.
You'll understand.
All right, Jim. So, Jim, what you're saying is that you understand leadership to be a colorless position, essentially.
That's what it is.
And you're either a leader or you're not.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
He doesn't realize. He ought to know.
Did you used to play in the old Negro League?
Phil Henry.
Hello. I'm a person who's called this talk show, and I've gotten on the air without being screened. And I just want to say that I can't stand the Phil Henry Show. Everything it represents is wrong. Toying with the emotions and the mental aptitude and attitude of the American people is not what the radio medium was meant to do, and yet he does it every day with his contrived characters. And all of the poor people that call are manipulated into sounding like utter nincompoops. And I was one of them. Yes, that's right, I called early on. Made me look like a blithering slob. When I find the guy that turned me on to this show, what I wouldn't do, oh man. Phil Henry Show is produced by Mike Schaefer, engineered by Craig Taylor, badly executed by Phil Henry. I'm Phil's attorney, Harvey Wireman. And I have no idea what this crap music is, something that Mike listens to going home. Jeff Beck, Jets, great. Whatever.